top five on the Rokan Show. Let's go.
Ah, yes. And we have a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Check out the Edge, a state-of-the-art kitchen and bath showroom in Broadview. Now also open in Orland Park. How about the 19th caller? 312-981-7200. Caller number 19, 312-981-7200. Good rips luck. Us off for our captain, oh captain, Jonathan Toews, who will lead our beloved Chicago Blackhawks in just about 1 hour against the Montreal Canadiens. We love their uniform, but we hate their personnel. Is that the way that we look at it?
We can roll with that. I like that.
That's how we do it.
Well put.
Yes. And that is one of the great rivalries in the NHL.
It really is. I mean, they only play twice a year, and they're on the road tonight, but it's historic franchises. I mean, Two iconic teams in all of sports, not just hockey.
Right. And arguably the best uniform in all of sports, which is, I don't know. The
Canadians?
Yeah.
Right. I thought it was the Hawks.
I would argue that the Blackhawks have a better, get up.
I would say so too. But
and it looks good in the poncho form too, as we turn.
Hockey's not about the outfits; it's about the blood.
No, actually, in hockey, it actually is a huge thing. The sweater.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's about the goals. It's about the board, or what do you call it?
The boards.
The boards, and it's about the blood. Okay?
About the blood.
Yeah,
that's right.
The fights.
It's about the blood. The fights.
They're allowed to let them fight until the helmets fall off, right?
Well, we got to get to Violetta to more games.
Yeah. You know, it's really not about the fighting, Violetta.
Oh, yeah, no. Let's be safe out there and get some goals and win the game.
Okay, that's the pep talk for Coach Q tonight to the Blackhawks in the locker room.
Go Hawks.
All right, guys, listen. That's what we're going to do. Be safe out there. We're going to get the goals. Just come back safe. Anybody tries to house you out there, just go away. Walk away. Turn your back and walk away.
Be the bigger man.
Be the bigger man. Don't take any stuff from anybody. If anybody touches you out there, you call me, all right? And we're going to call the commissioner and ask him to just cut it out.
Right, it's like the Bears coach.
Yeah. No, that's not right.
You guys
actually, that is basically what he says. Well, listen, if anybody tries to tackle you guys, you just get on the ground fast.
Play dead. Just like the season.
That should be the new Bears slogan. Chicago Bears, play dead.
Save yourself.
Right when you see a bear, play dead. They curl up. No, wait. Once you get on the ground, you curl up. Or you're trying to make yourself look bigger until they get close to you. Then get on the ground.
How's that working out
for us?
That's
right. That's right. That's right. Okay. All right. Where are we? We're right here.
We're at the top.
Number five.
There we go. Thank you. All right, 'tis the season for angry town halls. The latest victim is rising voter anger toward the Texas Representative Joe Barton. Now, the town hall started really, really calm. It was all good.
Most of them do.
Right.
That way.
Then an unidentified attendee asked Barton about the Violence Against Women Act. And Barton responded by saying he believed the matter of violence against women was a state and not a federal issue. And that...
did not go over well
with the crowd.
No. Civil rights don't go to states.
No. If it's violence against women, that's a national issue.
Right.
That
that's
is an issue
state.
That impacts everyone, everywhere, not only in this country, but everywhere.
Civil rights.
State of Texas. You represent Texas
you
first.
Sir, shut up.
What is that? You don't tell anybody to shut up. You work for us.
Well,
shut up isn't really the right way to put it, I don't think.
Yeah. That's my favorite saying. You work for us.
Yeah.
Because they forget that all the time.
Not if you don't pay your taxes.
That's correct. Thank you. That's right. If you pay your taxes, that's what you got. You do have to say that I pay my taxes, you work for me. Right. Violetta goes, I've never paid taxes. I have no idea who you work for. I'm getting on the ground because there's a bear coming. Just get home safe, people.
These town halls are getting pretty ugly, though, aren't they? It seems like kind of hard to even get
a message
out.
I want to go visit some
of these. I know.
Like, in attendance.
Wear your body armor.
Entertaining.
But it's the representative. It's the politicians who are kind of getting an attitude.
Yes. That is... Well, they're getting out there and they're getting just
pummeled.
Yes, pummeled. And the problem is, that he. All right, so the argument here, you got a lot of this. A lot of the questioning here does get staged, right? So this Violence Against Women Act, that's a big deal on the Facebook right now because they want it to be. They want a federal law. But then it's the federal courts, and generally a domestic violence thing is an assault and battery case that is handled by the state courts. Now, Joe Barton didn't handle that particularly well, which is he should have explained that and not said, you know, civil rights is a national thing. Yes, right. That's absolutely true. Civil rights violations are national. But a state, but violence counts generally unless they are against federal officials or some other reason, mm-hmm. Or in, you know, commission of another crime or not federal cases, and that's just it. Just explain it that way, and just be cool, man.
That's going to come back and haunt him.
Shut up does not work, right? Mm-hmm. Well, it's going to be. Listen, you think 17 is interesting? You just wait till next year, when all the election commercials come back, and they're going to use all the words of all the people,
that's
including
true.
That one, and you all know who I'm talking about. That's going to be something. All right, checking in at
number four.
Oh, Al Gore,
back in the news.
He's got some concerns about. The man that President Trump chose to head the Environmental Protection Agency, and he did not hesitate to say what he really thinks. Now, he spoke with Judy Woodruff on PBS's NewsHour, where she asked him about Scott Pruitt and his skepticism. This is a guy who does not believe that the climate is actually changing, let alone by human hands.
Again, at some point, a false belief collides with physical reality. We are seeing every night on the television news now a nature hike through the Book of Revelation. These climate-related extreme weather events have convinced the vast majority of people that the scientists have been right for a long time. We have to address this. But putting someone in the EPA who denies even the most basic scientific truth about this... You know, the old cliches are you could say the earth is flat, but it doesn't mean you're going to fall off the edge.
That is so right.
So I miss him.
You do?
Judy, the earth has a fever. Just remember that. And it looks like now you have been in the sun, and it looks like you have a fever.
It's climate change.
I wonder, it's interesting that he's back.
It is interesting. You know, he's going to make this his issue.
Remember, he lost in 2000, mm-hmm. and then he crawled into a vat of queso and then wore a muumuu for like 3 years.
Well, he bought that cable station that was sold to Al Jazeera for a gazillion dollars.
Right, he did that. He's been very wise in his investments. Let's put mm-hmm. it that way. But he just decided he was going to get out of the public. You know, it was just he went full beard. You know, it was like the Letterman thing.
Mm-hmm.
He got out. And he just,
off the grid.
I'm going to grow the beard as far as I can grow it, and then you know, people have been saying, "Hey, come back from the dark side." And then he and Tipper broke up, right?
Yes.
And isn't he dating like a supermodel or something else? Isn't he like
somebody who's very politically connected?
Yeah. Oh, it was. Is it Larry David's ex-wife?
Yes.
Was he dating her?
Yes.
I believe Lori David.
True.
Yeah. So it was like, you know. So that's good. So now he's back. You know what? My guess is.
What's your guess?
He's going to start. You're going to see him in Iowa within the next few months.
You think he's
going
to run?
Canvassing. Just going around, making a few speeches in living rooms. Remember me? I used to be vice president of the United States.
And he invented the internet, too. Remember that part?
Mm-hmm. I did, in fact, invent the internet. Mm-hmm. All right. Coming up, we have got the 3, your 2, and your 1. Also, Richard Rober on the other side will tell us about Beauty and the Beast. Opening in theaters this weekend. I know families are really mm-hmm. excited about this, and so is Violetta. We will talk about that. Violetta, I'm going to have to explain the candlestick to you, though. There's something going on with the candlestick. I don't want to. I got to explain.
I don't want to know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Top 5 of 5 continues checking in at
number 3.
The Who.
The Who?
The Who is the latest act to announce that they are moving to Las Vegas. Pete Townsend, Roger Daltrey kicking things off July 29th at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace for an initial run of 6 shows ending August 11th. $1 from each ticket sold will benefit the charity Teen Cancer America.
Out here in the field, I fought for my meals. I get my back into my baby.
They have been very, very, very generous over the years about that, especially that particular charity that is near and dear to Roger Daltrey's heart. So that's a very, very cool thing. And then they end up in Vegas, and it's just kind of easier now, you know, for all of us. You know, I'm sort of in that the younger end of the Who fandom.
Because they're in their 70s, aren't they, Daltrey and Tarchin? I think so, yeah. 71, 73.
And and it's just easier. It's a lot of, you know, it's a lot of schlepping on the road. You know, it's what it is.
Coach Quinville, monster Who fan.
Yes. Oh. Well, all the smart people in the world are, Kevin.
That's right.
That's a separate issue. It's just that everybody's got a hip now that they got to worry about. All right, checking in at
number two.
Just a little change. To say the least, both a little scared, neither one prepared. Beauty and the Beast.
Ah, the movie that Richard Roberts is about to review coming up.
I can't wait.
Right here in just a few minutes. This was the New York premiere of Beauty and the Beast last night. Director Bill Condon talked about the challenges of bringing this animated classic to the big screen.
So many people were kids when they first saw it, and then they share with their own children, and it's been on stage, as you know, so it's like, it's something that people feel a real, like, intimate connection with, you know, so I was very careful about every decision I made. It was really about, does this help translate this into the real world? That was the question always, you know?
I'm not kidding. That trailer came out, I want to say in September. I watched it with my little girl, and she got so excited about this movie. It's so highly anticipated. I hope that Richard Roper delivers a great review.
I think there's something.
Because there's so much we expect.
I think there's something going on in that movie we're going to have
well,
to talk about.
Well, there is something else about that movie.
Something with the candlestick.
He's
or something with
French.
The movie. Is that, what, there's something.
Oui, oui.
Yeah, there's something.
Le Fou.
I'm very confused. I'm very. Hey.
He's confused too.
All right, now, Dan Stevens from the show Legion, who plays the Beast, explain how they did it with the whole computer graphics imagery and all that.
Mm-hmm. I was on set in a 40-pound gray Lycra muscle suit on stilts, looking nothing like the Beast and everything like a sort of crash test hippo. And, you know, the first cut of this film I saw, I was still in that form, this gray Lycra on stilts, looking really hot and angry and sweaty.
Wah.
It's, like, it's kind of like us complaining about being a Huatulco, you know?
No, I just thought, when I just heard him, I'm like, that's exactly
tough.
What we have sounded like for 2 days out here. It's so hot.
Now we know.
Dan Stevens was in studio with us a couple of years ago because he was in Downton Abbey.
How cool is that?
Is he the guy that
there?
Spinning wheel? You know, the guy that's I don't want to give anything away, but you know what I mean? Didn't come back for season two, you know what I mean? All right. All right. And finally.
Number one.
Last night's season finale of The Bachelor, Nick confessed his true feelings to Vanessa. Oh, come on now.
Mm-hmm.
And Pop.
I do love
you. Isn't that beautiful?
I do love you. I'm in love with you. And I'm glad I don't have to try to not say it. So much about me being here has to do with the past. But when I look at you, all I see is my future. Vanessa Grimaldi, will you marry me?
Did she say no?
She said yes.
No, she revealed. She actually told us where she and Nick are setting the wedding date.
We're taking baby steps. You know, I think we're still in the process of really getting to know each other. And I mean, we still have things to figure out, but we're very optimistic about what the future holds.
In other words, you know, this is a reality show, and we're not really supposed to get married, are we? I think that's how that ended.
That's so Vanessa.
Do they get money if they stay together for a certain amount of time? Like,
no.
Is there a contract there?
No.
No,
he's going on to Dancing with the Stars, right? Or no.
It's true love, then.
Do they win money, or is just the relationship the prize?
Yeah, this is the relationship.
No,
they get paid
money
for being there.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. She's like, oh, I won. That's all they think about. Like when the Bachelorettes, you know, win or the Bachelors win, they're like, ah, dude, I totally rocked that. I crushed it. I won.
Owned all these dudes, man. Yeah. I won.
Right.
I
it's, just about, it's about just – it's for Vanessa, it was about beating all the other girls.
Right.
Now all of a sudden she's with this dolt.
Now she's like, stuck with Nick.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't care about him.
Mm-hmm. What's the success rate of these relationships?
I think pretty low.
I think
pretty
only
low.
One very of them low. Have survived.
Two, I think.
Trista Ryan, the very first one, is right. still with her husband, a firefighter.
I have hope for Nick and Vanessa. That's
okay.
all I'll say.
Yeah, okay. Really? Did you hear Can Vanessa you right there? We're going to take baby steps.
We're still getting to know each other.
We're still getting to know each other. You know, we could just pump the brakes a little on this. That'd be fine.
I'm going to go to my boyfriend real quick and then see how
really,
he feels about
I
this.
I should talk to him first about how I feel about this right
Are
now.
Are you in an open relationship? Is that okay
right.
if we're engaged?
And they practice their fake crying, I think, before they go on the show. Because Nick always seems like he's got that fake cry thing going on.
Yeah. He's well, just, that's Nick's move.
It's just a
classic Nick.
Nick's
move.
Oh, baby, I just
he
love
used
you.
That at the bar
I just
later,
love
later
you.
That night on another yeah. girl.
You know what? I really feel so very special about this. There's something about you. You should go back to your hotel room. Yeah. Is that okay?
Stop crying, Nick.
They're like the new
win.
Soap operas.
Right.
Aren't they? It's like so.
Such a.
Sappy.
So entertaining and so beautiful.
That thing is. That's fake news right there, people.
Don't believe it.
If I've ever seen it, that is fake news. All right, coming up, we have got Kim Gordon of the WGN News in 2 minutes. And then Richard Roper joins us to tell us whether Beauty and the Beast is really as great as the original film, the original cartoon was. I like to say cartoon because that makes
animated.
Disney really mad. Animated feature film mm-hmm. is what they like to say. We'll find out about that. We're live. It's a Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis live from the Secrets Huatuco Resort and Spa, brought to you by Apple Vacations.